Okay, so I did forget the most important phrase on that painting. All right, touche to Zintage on that one.
Yes, you did.
All right, that's fair.
You're getting old.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when the time changes. So the fact that it hasn't changed yet doesn't matter. Stupid giant change. Rode. That's true. I got browbeat into teaching one by Aoife. That's a terrible person that he is. Wow, that's cold-blooded there, Sniper. That is cold-blooded. Let's see if our mobile numbers are stabilized. Looks like they have.
Somebody's got to keep you honest.
Okay, we got a couple of things. We're going to do the TSM stuff at the end because Kaz wants to wax poetic about it, and you guys know how Kaz is, so we'll do a couple other things, then we'll turn it over to Kaz. So, first thing, we are going to be moving your CAD alts, so they are hopefully in TCAG right now. We are going to be moving them, so keep an eye out for pings for that. We're going to be shifting them up closer to us, so we are going to be doing some move ops on those over the next couple of weeks here, but not a massive thing. You guys don't need to do that like right now. Please just wait for the ping on that. So we'll be doing some of those out of TCAG to get your CAD alts back closer to home for it. For SIGs and squads are recruiting. We always want to make sure that we're getting you guys into doing all those kind of pieces for all the SIGs and squads that we have out. One thing that I do want to remind everybody of, just like the directorate and all the other leadership for Corps, SIGs and squads are run by volunteers. They are going to process stuff as they get to it. If you've got to wait just a little bit, well, that's just the way it is, guys, right? Everybody's got their real life to it, so, you know, don't be a dick to the SIGs and squad leaders, so. That's probably blunter than what I was told to say, but whatever. Zintage has a very special request for dreads and dreads and more dreads. And he would also like to remind everybody that if you've got a super carrier pilot, get a regular carrier for that same alt. If you're in a super, you can fly a regular carrier of whatever that race is. So make sure you get a regular carrier to go along with your super carrier pilot.
I will throw a caveat in there with they're supposedly getting cheaper with the patch in a couple weeks, so plan on getting one, but don't run out and buy one right now.
Good call. Do not goon rush them right now. In patches in 16 days, is that right? What's patch day? It's coming up. 2 or 3 weeks.
18th, I think.
Is it the 18th? Okay, so 20 days. 17 days.
Let's be real. You guys are going to, as soon as the patch hits, goon rush it, and they're going to end up the same price as they are now, just because how many you guys are buying. It
happens every fucking time.
Every time!
That's true. No matter how many times we say it, you know, the market's going to be gooned and rushed. So, if you guys who are completely going to ignore us will actually wait, let's say, 2 weeks, you might not pay as much. Well, jokes on you. So my Archon from 2012. Is it large rigged? If it's not, go away, dude.
2012 is well after Capital Rigs came in, Ranger.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that he bought it then. He said he got it then. Doesn't mean he...
Wait, it is? I thought those were in 2013 or 14.
Was it?
No, I thought they were earlier than that. I thought they were like 2011 or something.
I thought Tier Side started in 13, but I could be wrong.
Whatever. If they're not large rigged, you know, William, your boast is less impressive. Let's just put it that way, because I'm just a terrible dick for that. You said whoever wants to talk with everyone. Okay, Alfred, but not you. I mean, we don't want to talk to you. You know, you're just a weirdo like that. You're the one thumb, right? If Sniper's going to call me out for my lack of toes, I'm going to call you out for lack of thumbs, because why not?
One quick question from chat. People were asking about, like, what if my CAD alt is still floating in space in E3 because I never moved it from there? Honestly, just try to get it to TCAG, and you'll probably be successful. It's not super busy between those two places, so.
Worst case, you die.
Right. Yeah. And honestly, it's been long enough since we introduced CAD, you might have a new free Death Clone set possible if you really need that. But it's not that hard to get to TCAG in a pod or a shell.
Okay, yep. So the new location, the temporary new location, if you're in E3OI or anywhere in Dell with your CAD alt, is TCAG. And then we're going to be moving them to over the next couple of weeks. We're going to move them. So just keep an eye on that.
I mean, you just tell them where Rangers.
All right. Special. I wasn't sure how quite.
Oh, I thought we already
that.
Did.
I
like, we're moving them. We're moving them to UALX. If you have it in Delve somewhere, get to TCAG.
And then there'll be move ops from TCAG to UALX.
Okay. Next thing on our agenda was just for Kaz. And or Zintage to wax poetic about the CSM, and then we'll do question time there, guys.
You need, no, let's do a few questions first, because you need to kill a couple more minutes as I finish voting exactly as the state instructed me. I'm a couple of counts away.
All right, excellent. So we'll do question time, and then we'll have wax poetic time, and then we may end with more questions. So questions for it. Let me see. Yes, ULX super secret location for CAD. That's where we're moving them to from TCAG.
The guy asking about fighter loadouts, once every these carrier changes come through that they announce, we'll look at redoing all our carrier supers and normal, etc. There's a lot of work to do on our old cap fits.
So updates TBD on those. Thoughts on the current fight between Init and Fret? And it's losing a lot of hulls, man. We were talking about that at space meeting. So, yep, they're paying the iron price for that fort.
They're up to 310 bill over a single fort.
I said, like I said in another place, it's always nice to have our neutrals and enemies lose stuff.
Yeah, they are definitely paying a lot for this fort. So if you guys have the weekend fleet pack that was just linked by Doomlord, that one's in there. If you're interested in that, it's a pretty cheap one. Stream of PI setup. You know, we need to get Asher to do that again. He did one of those like 3 years ago, 2 years ago, something like that. We'll browbeat Asher. That should be his penitence for, you know, taking his time out for hand egg ball rather than being here with you guys. There is a PI class that got put up on the calendar. It's coming up in a couple of days. I don't remember what day it is. I did see it on the op calendar, so there is one coming up. So what's hand egg ball? It's American football. I call it hand egg ball just to annoy Asher.
The correct name is gridiron football. One of the three flavors of football. They're
yeah.
all football.
But he doesn't like it when I say it. He doesn't like it when I say that, Kaz. So that's like I do it with stuff and things because it annoys Asher. You know, you can't take this away from me, man. It's the
Calcheck is correct that gay rugby is also acceptable. Hi, Reddit.
That seems very redundant.
I don't even know what to say to that one. Dark, so is there any plans to add the Chimera to the capital,
no.
to the Kara Doctrine? Since it says no.
Oh, no. I was hoping that it became good with all the changes.
You know, that might be an NDA violation.
I mean,
I guess a lot of NDA violations to say that Chimera's shit, always dude. Shit, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I mean, Chimera works just fine if you want to suitcase stuff with it. I mean, the carrier, you throw stuff into the SMA.
If you're super committed, train boost seals, right? We do fly boosters, Chimeras, right?
Look,
if you're a Kaldari RP'er, that space does exist, even though it's very small.
Otherwise, all it is a different carrier skill book.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
It's fair. Yeah. All right, Kaz, I killed 4 minutes. Are you done voting exactly as the state has directed you to?
I'm so close.
Well,
there's a bunch of PI questions, so I can show my app that I already linked. So Durand asked, there was a PI template thing we talked about. Is there a link to that? And I dropped a link to Planets in Space, which has a template library. And you can find templates that'll work for you and then download them. Also, if you've made your own, this isn't just like Sniper says, this is how to do your PI. This is, hey, share your templates with other people. So if you've like made planet setups that you like, please contribute them. The app does a bunch of other things too. And I'm working on some cool new stuff as well. Sanzo, that was a cat.
So Terios, how many Moloch BBTs did you pull from the event? None, because I don't undock, so I haven't done any of the event. Well, almost got a bingo. What you missing, man? So we can make sure to not give you that bingo square, dude.
There you go, guys. I paid the cat tax in Elysium.
I don't know. That link looks pretty sus to me.
Well, it's not an Imgur link, so the Euros can open it.
All right, that's fair enough. Damn.
It is orange, and it fits all the stereotypes that come along with an orange cat.
As Diddy just said in Elysium there, if you are interested on the fight there, somebody was linking videos and everything like that, and it's losing a couple of AHACs, you know, 5-10 of them a minute or something like that. They're paying a huge price for this fort, if you guys care and want to see that.
So far, 444 zealots have died for this fort.
I have sold 288 in Jita.
I was like, there you go. Beyond supplying the zealot market for this, yep. A couple of times they were using ravens. The ravens, what's the polite way of saying this, Vintage? They fell off a truck?
They got beamed.
Beamed. They were beamed into constituent components. How about that?
Yeah. Everyone who's been here for, you know, the past 2 years, you know what it's like to get dreads dropped on your battleships, and it got dreads dropped on their battleships, and were rapidly disassembled.
And they stopped bringing more battleships. So now they're bringing things that are worse than battleships. And it's going about as expected.
I guess you could say they are very zealous. All right, Zorger, you're fired. But I like that. That's a good one.
Oh, I like this this YouTube short that Brett Powerville made. While people are waiting for Kaz to very slowly vote for CSM,
I did.
That's
30 I voted.
Seconds
it's
of
up
your
a...
life you won't regret.
Oh yeah, that one that Sniper just I pinged that out the other day. That is
it's so
super
good.
So it's a good one. Yeah. So Bane, I will take this and then we'll turn it over to Kaz for CSM stuff. Burned you to win. CCP, you fucked that, so the ganking can't be done. I know people have a, you know, love-hate relationship with Burnjita. I always loved it. I know some of the people here hated it, but it can't be done right now. The mechanics just aren't there. And with that, we're going to turn it over to Kaz, who has finally voted as the state directed, to talk to us about the CSM.
Does the candidate not have to go first?
Hey, you said you wanted to do it, so
I was
going to
say... You said you wanted to do it, and that's why we waited.
I said I would
fill air.
It's true. It's true. I did want to talk to everybody. Hi, everyone. So as you know, a long time ago, 3 years ago, if you were playing, you might remember that people were all pretty upset about the state of EVE. It was a year since the war had ended. There was a sort of general malaise. Numbers were in the toilet that summer. I think the PCU dipped to like 16, 17k pretty regularly.
Sniper says, rightfully so, it was fucking terrible. Correct. So, in the wake of that, CSM-17 was elected, and then subsequently, as you know, Mittens got his ass canceled and or resigned quietly. There was a peaceful transition of power. Pick what story you want. And that was not very long after CSM-17's term started. So what we discovered was really interesting. CCP, of course, they were, you know, they're not oblivious. They could see that the player numbers were not good. and they were practically eager to develop a better relationship with the incoming CSM, where just a ton of people had rotated off for term limit reasons. You know, they had just spent a couple years doing scarcity. They had seen just a ton of backlash to that. And all of a sudden, the numbers had tanked because the pandemic was over. And so I actually have been relatively blessed to have a pretty good relationship with them, because they, you know, were not hostile to us because the situation was not like that. And we were lucky to elect a CSM that was also not overly hostile to each other and were not that difficult to work with. So things have honestly been shockingly good. I've been in this alliance a long time. Joined up in 2010. And have been around for pretty much all the years of our bad relationship with CCP. That's not true. Only half of them, right? I was away for several years. But I remember the bad relationship years very, very well. And the years of people complaining and talking about how useless the CSM is in multiple respects. And that has just not been my experience. A lot has gone wrong also. Someone asked me on a show a few weeks ago, you know, has there ever been anything where you told CCP something and then they came back and it was clearly something that you had influenced and you were upset because they, like, it was bad, right? I said, well, yeah, of course, for me, that was the whole Equinox expansion. That's obviously partially tongue-in-cheek. But, you know, not all of the past 3 years has been totally amazing, right? There have been ups and downs. But by and large, I would say that the CSM is probably at its most functional now, that out of what I have seen of Eve's history, which personally is about 10 years out of the 20. That is not to say everything is peaches and roses or whatever the hell, right? We argue a lot. And the CSM's role in preventing them from doing things that everyone truly would hate is very important. So that's not going away. But I wanted to just talk about this because there is a lot of very justified, like, I remember all those years of us being totally at loggerheads with CCP for just any of a litany of reasons. And that just does not seem to be the case, in my experience these last few years with them, in spite of when things have been bad for in particular around Equinox. Yes, right. People are quoting some of these, like the No Scions. And of course, we also committed our own sins. We sent Scenaria to the CSM. On and on. So I'm just delighted that that does not seem to be a factor in how things are going. As you know, I spent a couple years working on that to make clear that there are certain mechanical things that we are not interested in taking advantage of, but that they should be doing with Sov to bring back the playstyles of our former enemies, people like Pandemic Legion or Bennett Brothers. They used to have other mechanical advantages in terms of building out other playstyles for the long-term health of the game. That is also not done. And so I'm sort of sad to be term-limited out with that in the state it is in, right? They're not done with that quest. There's a lot more to do. We'll see if they actually accomplish any of that. But it was cool to be able to talk to them, and I've obviously been very, very honored to have all of you vote exactly as the state tells you to with my name at the top of the ballot, so thank you all for that. It was totally bomb. I would never do it again, I pray. But it was awesome. Thank you, guys. Bueller?
I was going to say, dead air? Okay.
You're up, buddy. Now, yes, right. So, Zintage ascends as Sith Master. Hyper is the new Sith Apprentice. Always two there are. One to embody power, the other to crave it. Plus, we have a backup former Sith Master running in Angry Mustache.
I don't think that follows the rule of tool very, yeah,
yes, right,
rule of two very well, but...
Correct.
So, basically what Kaz said, kind of got iffy on the years there, but basically, last year was my first year, that CSM 19. I've heard a lot of horror stories about the CSM. I've heard them, I then learned a lot of them were true. I can't say the same about CSM 19. CSM 19, we were very smooth. We did have our fights, but I'd say we came at a very united front, and we started getting a lot of stuff done. Or at least started. There's a lot to keep doing. We've started seeing capitals be able to be used again. Big things like Titans now can kill dreadnoughts again. Supers are much tankier, etc. Carriers don't really have their place yet. We need to still fix that. Equinox is starting to look usable from what it was. And there's a lot of stuff that we've started that we need to keep going. And we're trying to rebuild the consensus that we had with CSM 19 into CSM 20. And that's the biggest thing. If we can get people that we can work with onto the CSM, we can keep getting these things done. A lot of this was a good example is when we went to the CSM summit, every night before that next day, we had our own meeting at the hotel for several hours where we went over stuff and made a consensus to go to CCP with before actually getting into the room with them. It's that kind of stuff that gets CCP to work with us, because if you just walk into that room and you start arguing about where we think stuff should go, it's not going to go anywhere. Otherwise, I think that's my spiel. All
right, let's... I'll be back up for more questions there. More questions on, like, just general EU stuff, or specifically for the CSM, since we have our outgoing Sith Master, our current Sith Master, our kind of in the background Sith Master, which is totally not creepy that he's standing in the corner, you know. Hyper is the Sith Apprentice. He stands between the current Sith Master and the creepy behind the scenes in the corner Sith Master. So, you know, he's the guy in the middle. That's his problem.
I get a cool lightsaber at least.
I'm just going to let that one go. This has already been clipped far enough, so.
Hyper, we forgot to tell you. You only get the rubber one to start with.
Damn, I thought it looked different.
Wow, alright, that's definitely a Hey Reddit moment, Jesus. Oh, no, that was good, Bashy. Between the Master and the resurrected corpse in the corner. I'm not sure that's a very polite way of describing angry, but I like it.
That is a great thread title. I had not seen it before. I am impressed.
Oh, the CSM thread?
Yeah, I love that.
I thought you might like that. I did it for you.
Very nice. Thank you.
Wow, look at that. Showing off to the previous master. I see how it is. I gotta remember that one. That's a good one.
No, Sisbi Senpai.
I'll say the question. I am not reading that, man. That's a good one, but I'm not saying that out loud. All right. Any other questions or anything like that, or we'll call it a day there. That's an interesting question for you guys. How far behind do the changes usually lag? So, like an idea to a dev to the live, can you give us a rough thing on like what the turnaround time is on something like that?
It really depends on the size of it. If it's something small, it could be done in 2 weeks. If it's something big, it could be 6 months.
Or 2.5 years.
Or 2.5 years, yeah.
Yeah. Right, yeah. You guys notice we still don't have, like, ESI stuff for Equinox is still not completely done, for example. And that just is upsetting, right? But just a few things are always going to go that way. And that just happens to be that one, right? So you can't fix everything.
Kaz said right, so drink. There was actually an interesting YouTube video a while back, and it came out during the Vanguard event, and it mentioned Vanguard in the title, so I, like, kind of passed over it. It was on the CCP channel. But it was Okami talking about, like, what their process looks like and how they kind of plan things for release. So if that sounds like something interesting to you, like whoever asked the, like, how long does it take, it's probably an interesting watch for you. It's like an hour long. It's not like it's basically just like the video content of it isn't super interesting. It's like, could be audio, but people just put things on YouTube anymore. But yeah, it was an interesting, you know, how they look at, like, what's an expansion, what's a major update, when do things tend to... Thanks, Lana. Lana linked it in Elysium if you're interested. But yeah, it was an interesting kind of view into, like, what their timeline and kind of how their roadmap works and how they look at things and when things get added to the game.
To the guy who asked about if we're responsible for Vanguard, not really, no.
So it's one question, then one piece. Shout out to all the guys who are doing stuff for Locus. So the Beehive guys who were there doing all the coordinating, right? Plus the Beehive guys are there actually defending it, doing all those fleets. We had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of you guys out for Beehive. For Locus, we got an update on it. I believe the number was like 700 Exhumers out there doing this stuff today. Crazy numbers, so that was a great one. Question for you guys on thoughts on the new mining anoms on the test server. I honestly didn't get in and play with them, so I don't have any firsthand on that. Sniper, I believe that you did. Do you have any thoughts to share with everybody on the new mining stuff as of now?
Yeah, I can talk about it just a little bit. So they're new belts that are roaming spawns. They have to be scanned down. Once they get to their, like, final, like, last 20%, they pop up on the map, and I think there's a beacon in system.
It's not 20%. It pops up a certain time after someone scans it. So it lasts for 40 hours, and it'll show up on the map after 20.
And so these are huge, right? They're, like, almost 1,000 kilometers across, and there's some normal rocks, and then there's the new prismatocyte, which is an ore that's like it can randomly refine into different minerals. You can also do reactions that, based on what was on the test server, doesn't seem like it's great, but we'll see how that comes to live. It was definitely like a pretty rough test, and they just wanted to, like, get people interacting with it. It looks super cool. Like, there's a line that goes through the entire anomaly, and there's, like, a bubble that moves along that, like, activates the prismatocyte rocks when it's inside of it. And then there's, like, a new anchorable that has to be linked to a mining boosting ship that, like, enables the prismatocyte, and then it, like, cycles off onto a cooldown, but you can anchor multiple of them. So, yeah, we'll see how that works. There's some other mining changes as well. There's, like, new skills coming that are, like, for anybody that plays, like, RPGs or ARPGs or anything, they're basically adding crit chance and crit damage to mining. And so that will just, like, be a, like, buff to all mining ships where you'll get more, wrecking shots on the asteroid, exactly. Where you'll get new stuff, or not new stuff. So basically, like, you'll just get a, like, extra yield that doesn't pull out of the rock. And then they're changing how, like, the survey scanner is working. It turns into a passive module that boosts and a like innate ability on a barge. And they also give a boost to the like the crit chance and the crit damage for mining, so you're basically always gonna have a whatever they're renaming a survey scanner to on your ships. The sites are huge, so like there's, if we talk in moon value, I think a max frac of a moon is like 35 to 40 million M3, somewhere in that ballpark. There are multiple moons worth of M3 of just the Prismata site in these sites. So there's a lot of it. As it stands right now, they're probably going to be handled pretty similar to how we do the, you know, the mining escalations, where it's like, look, it's a public site. You know, there's no like first come, first serve kind of thing. You know, we don't like to introduce rules until rules are required. So,
yep, exactly.
But yeah, these are very large, so you don't really need to worry about, you know, oh, like somebody got to this first and whatever. Like, there's big fucking rocks in here, and tons of people can show up and all mine it.
Right. Yeah. If you get to the site first,
it. Yeah, for the grid, not for the fleet.
Exactly.
Run Rock is like 26 million M3. I assume that's satire from you, but
no
it's correct.
No,
it really is. There's one.
They
Jesus
are fucking
Christ.
Massive.
Right. There's four moon-sized rocks.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Kudos.
Okay.
Spotzilla is what? Back.
Keep in mind, you can't mine all of these at the same time.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, Sniper mentioned the thing moving through, but okay. I clearly have not paid attention to that because it was on Sissy and I didn't get a chance to get on there and do it, so.
Yeah. So remember that when we set the site as a limited time, the later the time, the bigger the rocks, so. But also, that's the longer people know it's been there, so it's going to be more people harassing you.
Mm. Is Rorqual mining back then? Is there a size limitation on the ships that go into those?
No, and of course we're also useful. But you don't want to do waste on this, I don't think.
Well, I don't even know that like waste would be a problem, but I don't think the new crit mechanic applies to excavators. I don't know, but I don't think this really changes anything with how Rorquals are used. Like, Rorquals are boosters now, this site doesn't change that.
Yeah, you're not going to go back to just... unless you're doing ice mining with a bunch of oracles. And even if you are doing ice, you got to be really careful now that the Cenotaph exists, because it's much harder to handle a pile of orcs than it used to be.
I'll say, and somebody was saying that drones don't get the critical buffs on the test server, so that would imply, assuming CCB doesn't change that the oracles would not be used in that mode. Just the booster, as was mentioned.
Yeah, I wonder how that critting is working with my ice mining, because, like, that's the only mining I do.
Okay, any
but,
other questions?
Yeah, so we got that,
yeah, go ahead.
We got that preview of those sites. There's some other changes that they teased as well. Like, there's new like, mining destroyers and, like, a faction venture. It's not super clear what the use of those is going to be, because like the mining command destroyer doesn't have compression, so it's probably more for like day tripping into a wormhole or something, and not something that we'll see a
lot
of.
It's really good for gas, but not for us.
It's you know, it's pretty easy to. It's not that hard to get into a barge. And even like a T1 barge, not an exhumer, will mine so much more than the destroyers do. So who knows? Maybe the stats will get an adjustment, but yeah, we will see. And there's probably going to be other stuff in the expansion as well. There's a new Sisters Veve ship that looks really cool. I don't know that I'd have a use for one, but I'd probably buy one because it looks sick.
It's pretty hot looking.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
That is something to keep in mind, guys. We still got a couple of weeks left before this expansion hits, you know, the main server hits TQ. TCP is famous or notorious, take your pick, for changing things, like from when Sissy was open to when they put it on to TQ. So just keep that in mind, that until it actually hits the server, we won't know what these sites and what these stats look like exactly. We've got an idea right now, but the exact things we won't know until it actually hits the server. Those of us who have been around long enough have been burned more than once from CCP altering something, so we tend to be a little more bitter vetty like that, but, you know, it happens.
Yeah. But I do appreciate that, like, things that are, like, feature changes and less, like, balance changes are things that they're, like, getting more comfortable with teasing ahead of time. Because
that's fair. That's
in
fair
the enough. Past, yeah. They would put out patch notes, like, or talk about, like, oh, this is what's going to happen in an expansion. And then for, like, a month leading up to it, the market would just be a bloodbath because people would be, like, you know, speculating on things and whatnot. And obviously, you can speculate with less information, but they used to make it very easy to be, like, oh, they're going to change how minerals are refined, so I'm just going to go, like, buy all kinds of ore off the market and sit on it. And then people are like, I can't build anything. But, yeah, I like that the feature stuff, they're, you know, kind of putting it out there, seeing what people think, doing mass tests, so.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough, for sure. And that's totally reasonable there. Absolutely. I may or may not have been burned in one of those previously. So, all right, any other questions for anybody, or we'll call it a Saturday there? I think we got everything.
Man. It sounded like a very long-winded way to go say go vote.
Yes, it is Saturday. Go vote as Kaz did, exactly as the state has told you. We will see you all next week. So have a good week, guys. Enjoy your weekend. There's the stuff. Load an incursion move up when something incursion, guys. So look to the incursion guys for that one. All right, everybody. Enjoy your Saturday. Cheerio. All the things. We'll see you all next week.